Can't hear you. I hope you can hear us. Okay, let's get started. Sharing my screen. Just too big. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we are starting tonight, Parshas Tzav. Shtiklach on Parshas Tzav. I know that Pesach is coming up, obviously the Haggadah, but there are plenty of shiurim out there for the Haggadah, and Tzav often gets short shrift on Shabbat Hagadol. So the opening words of Tzav obviously starts with the word Tzav. Tzav et Aaron, and Moshe is commanded to tell Aaron about the korbanot and how to do them, how to begin to do them. And the opening Rashi actually says, "Ein tzav ela ziruz miyad ledorot." The word tzav means, whenever it's used, vayitzav or tzav, it always means ziruz, means to be extra careful and to be zealous about something. And Rashi says that the reason why you need a tzav over here is because there's a chesron kis, there's a loss of money. Ramban argues with Rashi, says it's not clear exactly how the Kohanim are losing any money. They're not spending money on the korbanot. And there's a whole ensuing discussion between the Rishonim. The Chatam Sofer has the following to say. He says, Nireh li, ulai ramaz bakan dulayu mafisima rak kol azariz varatz ola bakevesh. He says, you know the old story about how they decided who was going to do Trumat HaDeshen? They would run up this ramp. They would run up this ramp in order to be the first one to do the Trumat HaDeshen. Zachabo, it was a race, and whoever won got there first, got to do it. Vainu ziruz, and this is the ziruz that we're talking about over here. She use rizim lakdim atzmam. It's saying that the Kohanim should do this. They should run to go do this. Now, we know that bad things happened and that this was adjusted over time, but in principle, the idea that they would be racing up the ramp in order to do it was a good thing. The Chatam Sofer says, "V'yan ki mistama misha zecha b'deshen shuv lo haya b'feyas de'ola uktoret u'shneihem me'ashrim." He says, "But the thing is, if you won the Trumat HaDeshen race, most likely, the Chatam Sofer speculates, that you were no longer in the lottery for doing the Korban Tamid, the Ola, or the Ktoret." And he says, "We have a tradition that both of those things cause a person to become well off, to become rich." Imkein says, if that's the case, Behemet, there is Yesh kan chesaron kis b'mashem izdarez la'alot la'kevesh. Al korach chachamim b'shem b'yotet tzarich lizarez makom sheyesh chesaron kis. Says, in fact, they would lose money because they'd be running up the ramp doing the Trumat HaDeshen, and they'd miss out on the lottery for the Ola. Very nice pshat, saying that it's this race for the Trumat HaDeshen would cause them to lose money, and nevertheless, tzav. They had to be told to be zealous to do that. Very nice. Sometimes you do the right thing and you lose out, and that's the way it is, but you still have to do the right thing. The Hamak Davar has a much simpler idea, a more technical idea. He says, Yadua, the tzav morela ziruz. This is talking about, being zealous and careful about doing something. And there's a chisaron kis. And then it's adds, it's not always that there's a lack of money, a loss of money. There's no loss of money, he says. Like the Ramban writes, there's no loss of money. All the korbanot come from the Trumat HaLishka, come from the public funds. This tzav over here is not Lashon Ziruz, but rather Lashon of Mitzvah, which sometimes should be translated as Mishnah. What's Mitzvah being translated as Mishnah? Learning. It's hard to understand and to acquire Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to be careful about keeping all of the aspects that are Torah Shebaal Peh about the Avodah. The Kohanim are being told, Aaron is being told, be careful to perform the mitzvot, the avodah, with all of the details of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the tzav over here. It's not a physical, like, run after anything, but rather they should be extra careful about the mishnayot of the avodah. Okay. Next up, the Kliyakar. The Kliyakar as a...
What dafka over here should they be more careful rather than everything else that they do?
So the Nitziv doesn't say over here, but I speculate that the answer is that it happens to be that with Korbanot, and especially in Parshat Tzav and also in Acharimot, there are actually a lot of differences between how you would normally read the Torah Shebichtav and the way that the Torah Shebaal Peh interprets the order of the Korbanot. Specifically with Yom Kippur, I'm thinking that there are a lot of differences between the Torah Shebichtav of the order of Yom Kippur and the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnayot. So the Kohanim had to be extra special to learn all the Torah Shebaal Peh because otherwise they'd get things wrong.
Sounds good. Okay.
The Kliyakar is a broad idea. He notices that all over the place in these parashiyot, it says Zot Torah Ta'olah, Zot Torah Ta'chatat, Zot Torah Ta'asham, etc., etc. He says, what is the deal with that? Torah. He says each one is associated with one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Ha'osek b'sefer Bereishit, domek ilu hikriv ola. If you learn Sefer Bereishit, it's like you're learning, it's like you brought a Korban Ola. Why? Ki bo mevor Torah Ta'ola, ki hevel hikriv ola. Noach vayal olot b'mizbeach, and Avraham vaykach at ha'ayel vayal le'u le'ola tachat beno, v'chein v'yakov v'izbach zvachim le'eloiv le'elohei aviv Yitzchak. Everybody in Korban in Sefer Bereishit is bringing korbanot ola. They're not bringing any other korbanot. V'osek v'sefer Shemot gilui kriv mincha. If you learn Sefer Shemot, it's like you brought a korban mincha. Ki kol ha'minachot ba'ot matzah. Because almost all of the korbanot, with two exceptions, are brought as matzah. U'b'sefer zeh mevorim kol dinei matzah v'rata. Where do you find all the mitzvahs of matzah and Pesach for that matter? In Shemot. V'tzeirufa lo korban Pesach sh'nechal al ha'matzot. U'chtiv lo tishchato chametz dam tzivchi. Oseg b'sefer vayikra. What's vayikra? Kilu kiv chatat. This one's obvious. Av b'shekol ha'korbanot mevorim b'sefer zeh mikom akom. Ikara sefer Torah tachatat. The main part of vayikra is the korbanot that you bring when you make a mistake, when you do something wrong. Ki achar shechatu yisol ba'egel, shuaya atchala l'kol chatat v'chol avon, natan Hashem makom l'chotim, shiuchlu lavo lidei kapara. Hashem is giving us a way to get kapara through the korbanot. Finally, we get to sefer b'midbar. Ki hilu ikriv asham. This is a on purpose avera, right? An avera b'meizid. That's why you bring an asham. Ki bo ne'amar kol Torah ta'asham b'parshat Naso, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatot ha'adam v'ashma ha'nefeshahi. They are blameworthy. V'av v'yishukar ne'amar din ha'asham b'parshat v'yikra. It's true. You find the asham also in v'yikra. V'kol mekom nishnei sham l'davar shenitchadesh bo kemo shepirish rashi sham. There are things that get introduced about the asham specifically there. I think it's Gezel over there. V'im kein, I think it's Gezel Ager specifically. Al yedei limud ha'parashayim ha'davar shenitchadesh bo nigmar kol Torah ha'asham. The story of the asham is finished in Sefer B'midbar. V'osek v'sefer dvarim kilu ikriv shlamin. That's a shlamin. Why? Because in Parashat Kitavo it says, "V'zavachta shlamim, v'chalta sham." You have all the things that you do in Eretz Yisrael and in the Mikdash. V'chein Parashat Re'ei ne'emru kol dinei shlamim, kadoshim kalim, v'dam zvachecha yishafech al mizbach Hashem Elokecha. And he says there it finishes the story of the shlamim. Okay, ne'emru chamesh zot Torah te'elu. You have zot Torah five times. Ka'oseg b'kol sefer miyuchad zcharo harbek ilu ikriv min oto korban. It's like you brought that korban. The Chatam Sofer also,
nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. He attaches, is it here? Or did I take it out? Oh, okay, no, I think I took it. Oh, okay, we'll get back to it later. First, the Chatam Sofer has something to say about the Korban Mincha. This is fascinating. I'll say most of this outside. The Chatam Sofer says, why is it that the Korban that the Kohen brings in order to establish himself as a Kohen, and that the Kohen Gadol continues to bring every single day, is a korban mincha, specifically. That's how a Kohen makes himself into a Kohen. He brings a korban mincha. Why a korban mincha? Out of all the korbanot, doesn't even have an animal. It's just flour. What's the deal? So he says, we have from here, ra'aya muchachat ramban. This is a proof from the Ramban. One of the things the Ramban says is that shakorbanot einam rak sod amok misodot ha-Torah. V'sod Hashem li'rav. What this tells you is that there is an aspect of the korbanot which is completely secret. Now, what's he talking about? So I cut off part of it, but the two main reasons given.
You cut it off to keep it a secret. Yeah.
Well, the two main reasons given for korbanot, there are two main reasons. One is the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason for korbanot is to reject avodah zarah, or
were to replace Avodah Zarah, to give us an alternative and to make sure that we, you know, shecht all the animals that are associated with Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam. The other answer is Rabbeinu Chananel, which is quoted by Ibn Ezra and also by the Ramban, that there's messaging in the Korbanot, this imagery that you're supposed to feel as if you're bringing yourself as a Korban, and each one has some kind of meser. And the Chatam Sofer says those are the two main reasons. And the second one being so that we could do tshuva. So in other words, to do tshuva and to get away from Darkei Avodah Zarah. Those are the two main reasons. He says the Korban Mincha doesn't accomplish either one of those. It doesn't reject Avodah Zarah because there's no animals involved. And it has nothing to do with tshuva. So he says, he says, Aaron HaKohen really didn't do anything wrong when he brought the eagle. Why do I say that? Because he was anus, he was forced by the people. Lachain, what did Hashem do? Tzivashi hezek korban Aaron mincha. The mincha, the korban that Aaron brings as Kohen Gadol and that his children will bring in order to establish them as Kohanim, is a korban that is divorced from those two main reasons. It has nothing to do with rejecting Avodah Zarah, to show that Aaron was not involved in Avodah Zarah when he did the when they performed the Chet HaEgel, when he built the Egel. He wasn't actually involved in Avodah Zarah. And number two, that he doesn't need to really do tshuva because he didn't do anything wrong.
Could you explain what you mean by the Kohen establishes himself as a Kohen with a mincha? I don't follow what that means.
When a Kohen wants to start doing the Avodah for the first time in his life, he brings a Korban Mincha. That's the kind of Korban that he brings in order to anoint himself as a Kohen. So the Chatam Sofer point, in a nutshell over here, he says it again as well. It's called the Korban Minchat Chinuch. Shokol Kohen v'Kohen hu Mincha. This is l'ramez u'l'lamdo shetame korban heim asodot Hashem Yitbarach reach nechach. As much as we give reasons for the korbanot, they're really all a secret. And that's exemplified by the fact that Aaron is told to bring a korban mincha to show that he was not involved really with the actual sin of Chet HaEgel. He obviously was involved, but he didn't perform the Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't have to do tshuva because he didn't do anything wrong. Okay, that was in a nutshell. But let's get back to our regular scheduled programming. The Chatam Sofer over here says something else about Zot Torat La'ola La'mincha V'la'chatat. Back to that point that the Kli Yakar was making. So he says, he quotes the Midrash. The Midrash quotes Rava. Amar Rava La'ola La'ola V'la'chatat. Mi she'osek b'Torah einot tzarich La'ola V'la'chatat. Rava says that if a person is involved in learning Torah, he doesn't need to bring korbanot. Torah can replace korbanot. It makes them irrelevant. The palig al Reish Lakish, but this argues with another amora, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, kol osek b'Torah ki ilu hikriv ola. Elasheinu tzarich lo ola v'lo chatat. Reish Lakish says it differently. He says, if you learn Torah, it's as if you brought the ola. So that's different than saying that you don't need to bring the ola. Rava seems to say the Torah supersedes and makes irrelevant the korbanot. And Reish Lakish says that learning Torah can be in lieu and as if you are bringing the korbanot. And there's a difference between the two of them. So he says, but what are they arguing about? Are they really arguing? What's going on here? So he says, Hine, yesh l'chalek ben ha'osek b'Torah kedei leida ha'alachot he'ach l'kayem ha'mitzvah. Az elimud rakech sher mitzvah. He says, if a person learns Torah just to know what the halacha is, this is just a hechsher mitzvah. It's I need to know how to perform the mitzvah of biur chametz, so I learn the halachot of biur chametz. Why am I learning the halachot of biur chametz? So that I can do biur chametz. That's a hechsher mitzvah of biur chametz. V'lo adif mi ha-mitzvah gufa. Ve'en ze lishma shel Torah mamash. That's not the highest level of Torah, because the only reason you're really learning is so that you can know what to do. It's a good thing, but it's not the highest level of Talmud Torah. But what about a person who already knows the halacha and he's learning it anyways, just for the sake of learning? Like a person who's learning the Korban Ola, he's not learning it to do the Ola because there's no Beit HaMikdash. Just for the sake of learning Torah. Liot amelim ba, umayinim ba, umachadshim ba, to develop Torah. Zohar Torah chashuva yoter me'olah v'chol ha'korbanot. That kind of Torah is greater. Yeah. So in other words, he's saying, Rava is talking about Torah lishma, a person who learns Torah just for the sake of learning Torah, that's greater than a korban. But a person who learns Torah simply so that he can understand what to do, so then he might as well be doing the thing. So it's as if you're bringing a korban, but not greater than bringing a korban. So the Chatam Sofer says they're not really arguing; they're just talking about two different types of limud Torah. Very nice. Here's something for Pesach. Amru Chazal Chamed. It's just stuck in the middle of the Chatam Sofer over here because it's usually Shabbos Hagadol. He says we know that Chazal say that a chamet is asur b'mashehu. The reason given is because it's karet, and normally people don't avoid it. So two things. Number one, it's karet. And number two, people don't usually avoid it during the year. But the Kadmonim say that the reason is that there's the difference between matzah and chametz is only a mashehu. What does that mean? The chametz, lehei the matzah, the mem and the tzadi are the same. Like a mashu, there's only a little bit. V'omrani. Now, what does that mean? It's a mashu. Omrani. Dahai mashu haynu kechut ha'sara de yetzahara. Dome kechut ha'sara. It's the yetzahara, which is like a hair. That's based on a different Gemara that talks about how the yetzahara is really like a hair that people have to just step over. V'avagav she'inenu ala kesara. Amikomakom, he says, yesh b'nem shlosha. The difference between chametz and matzah is actually not a mashu. It's three. The difference between hey and chet is three. Chet is eight. Hey is five. So what is the three? So he says, Elo ashlosha shemispar chet yitera lahei hainu hakina v'hata'ava v'hakavod. The Mishnah says, these are the three things shemotzin et ha'adam min ha'olam, which is karet. That's what karet does. Karet takes you out of this world. So he says the difference between chametz and matzah is three things, kina, tava, and kavod, and those are the three things that take you out of the world, which correspond to karet. Very nice idea. Okay, we have a piece from the Rabbanel over here now. The Rabbanel points out that the asham is called kodesh kadashim, and so is the chatat. Those two kinds of korbanot, the kodesh kadashim, the chatat, and the asham are called kodesh kadashim, kodesh kadashim. Why? He says, "Biyot shneim bayim al chet." The reason is because they both come because of a sin. Okay. Vashlamim sheinam bayim al chatat al chet ayu kachim kalim. But shlamim, which comes because a person is happy, a person wants to eat, or a person wants to thank God, they're only called kachim kalim. Why? He says, "Remez bazeh malat balei atshuva." This tells you about the high level of a Baal Tshuva. A person shouldn't think that because he's done a sin, he's far away from Tzadikim. But rather, once he does Tshuva, Ahuv v'nechmad lifnei baro. This is what the Rambam says. Kilu lo chatam me'olam. V'lo od, ela sheshevach gadol yesh lo, shetam tam chet, upeiresh menu. He did a sin and he went away from it. V'kavash et yitzro. So, b'makom b'shebali tshuva, om d'yemein Tzadikim gmur michol l'amot sham. The place where the Baal Tshuva stands, the Tzadikim can't stand. So he says, shlamim does not come from a chet. Therefore, it's only kodche kalim. But the asham and the chatat, they're kodche kodchim because they come from a person who did a sin and is now doing tshuva. He says, mizatam nikret gamken ha-mincha kodche kodashim. Why is a mincha called kodche kodashim? L'rimoz ha-mala ta'aniyim v'ayavyonim. Who brings a korban mincha? A person who can't afford the animal, a poor person. He says, that also tells you that person shouldn't think that he's far from God just because he doesn't have means. He's an ani, he's a dal, that means he's closer to Hashem. Okay, that's the Abar Banel. Very nice. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the todah. The todah. The korban todah is a kind of korban shlamim. So the Chatam Sofer makes one comment. He says, how come we haven't already heard of the Todah? Why did it wait to Parshat Tzav? We didn't hear about it in Parshat Vayikra. Why did we wait till Parshat Tzav? So he says, the reason is most people don't bring the Todah, el achar shenaseh lahem nes. The normal reason for bringing a person bringing the korban to da is because a miracle happened to them. They survived a trek in the desert. They survived a sickness. They survived jail. These are all reasons why a person brings a korban toda. So therefore, in Vayikra, he didn't want to talk about it because didn't want to liftoch peh to talk about, oh, something terrible is going to happen to you and you're going to have to survive it. Once we get the parashat Tzav and we're focused on the Kohanim, then the Kohanim can bring a korban toda every day because they say Al Nisecha Shabakol Yom. They were special. Shabakol Yom Imani Ve'al Nifilotecha V'Tavotecha Shabakol Eight. They recognize the Nisim Nistarim, and he says Kvar Omer Amar Mori BeHafla'a. His Rebbe the Hafla'a Parshat Emor Lirtzon Chem Tizbachu Lo Tamtinu Lakriv Ad Eit Zara Ela Lirtzon Chem Tizbachu. Says don't wait into an Eit Zara, but rather bring the korban toda when you feel gratefulness towards God, even for the nisam hanistarim, for the regular things that happen to you. Okay, very nice idea. Now we have the hamak davar. The hamak davar, the Netziv says an idea about the toda, which originally was said by the Abarbanel, but I think it was made much more famous by the Netziv. He points out a few differences, special things about the korban toda. He starts by pointing out, asher yakriv l'Hashem. The korban toda, it says that you bring to God. Strange. You bring all the korbanot to God. Why does it have to say specifically here, asher yakriv l'Hashem, whom you tar, asher yakriv korbanot bilti l'Hashem levado. All the korbanot are for Hashem. So he explains, he says, ki bamidbar shenesar, oh, this is not actually the Netziv that I was thinking about, but okay. Ki bamidbar shenesar le'achol basar shchuta b'tiavon l'kuli alma. In the midbar, people were not allowed to eat what's called basar ta'ava, which is barbecue. Regular meat barbecue. People weren't allowed to make barbecues. Afilu l'Rabbi Akiva, kamavur b'divrei Rambam. What did they have to do? Hutar l'avi shlamim l'mi she'eino rotzeh b'tachlit ha'korban al kedei le'achol basar. If you wanted to have a barbecue, what did you have to do? Korban shlamim. You had to make a kiddush. You had to make it for Hashem. However, once they entered Eretz Yisrael, this was no longer true. Then hutar basar ta'av l'chulin. You could have chulin meat. Why? Because going to the Beit HaMikdash every single time you want to have a meat, you want to have a barbecue, that's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of a tircha. So people were allowed to make a barbecue in their backyard. So he says, says that's why they were told, bring the shlamim in the midbar for Hashem, not for yourself. So in other words, the shlamim, you can bring whenever you want, if you want to have meat. But the toda, the difference between the toda and the regular shlamim is that the toda also has bread involved. And the bread of the toda, you can have bread whenever you want. You can make matzah, you can make chametz, you can do whatever you want. So the toda specifically could only be brought when it's l'Hashem and not for fun. You can't bring a korban toda for fun. Now, the korban toda, what was special about it, there were a few things. The main special thing about it was that it was one of only two korbanot that we have in our entire korbanot that you brought with chametz. You had 40 loaves of bread that you brought with the korban toda. 30 of them were matzah, and 10 of them were chametz. Why? What's going on over there? Why do we need 40 loaves? So he says, "Ha'inyan the tachlit todah shebal anes who kedei lesaper chaste Hashem shegamal alav." You want to tell everybody about this miracle that happened to you? Make a kiddush. This is why you have 40 loaves. And by the way, also normally with the korban shlamim you have 2 days to eat everything, but the korban toda you only have one. 40 loaves of bread you can eat in 1 day? No way! It's impossible. So what is the point? To invite people, make a big kiddush, make a big party, a suda toda'a, and that's why you have all this bread. That's why chametz is there, because matzah is lechem oni. You have to have lechem chametz so that people want to come to the kiddush. Otherwise, they're going to be like, who wants to go to this kiddush where he has only matzah?
Any significance in the number 40? Why not 30? Why not 50?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, as I said, the Abarbanel is the one who made this most famous. He has pretty much the same idea. But then he goes on. The Abarbanel, now we're looking at the Abarbanel, actually. He has a fascinating idea. He points out, why is it that maybe he answers your question a little bit. Why is it that 30 of the loaves are matzah and 10 of them are chametz? Now, before we even start, Pesach is coming up. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? Chametz or matzah?
Chametz is lechem oni.
Matzah is lechem oni. Okay, but chametz is the bad guy. Matzah is the good guy. That seems pretty obvious, right? On Pesach, chametz is the bad guy. Matzah is the good guy. Rabbi Nal says, not so fast. He says, Hayu shalmei toda arba minim mehalechem. V'sheyu shlosha meyam matzah v'echad chametz. It's to tell you that there are more good things than bad things. Which is the opposite of what the fools think. What's he talking about? Let's hear. Let's see. So he says, the Rambam of the Mor Nevuchim says that hara'ot ha'noflot levnei adam hem mipa'at atzmam. Bad things happen in the world, sometimes because of themselves, like natural disasters. One reason why bad things happen is because we're all finite beings. We're material. Amazing. That's why we, mumim and degradation and people get sicknesses and conditions. Sometimes we fight with each other. Sometimes we eat too much or do dangerous things. Those are the three main reasons why bad things happen. He says this big kiddush. He says matzah is not just the food, but also matzah is used in the Torah, by the way, as a word for fighting, as in matzah umeriva, kama oev matzah, to love fighting. B'shem chametz yore al ha'ikuv v'amitun. He says matzah is fighting and running to fight. And what is chametz? Chametz is patience and waiting. Kama shemur razal ashrei dayan shem chametz etino. Let it ferment. So he says fisha adam. Muchan el haraot habaot alav mishloshet minim aniskarim. Hine umemaher im befiv ubefirsum v'im belibo machshavotav linsach v'lariv im Hashem kamo shasa Iyov. When bad things happen to us, we run quickly to fight with whom? With Hashem. To complain. Why did this happen to me? It's not fair. Life is terrible. V'lekach tziva Hashem l'avim hashlamim shel toda gimel minei matzah. So we have to bring these three different times of matzah to remind us of these three reasons why we fight with Hashem. Remember when bad things happen to you, when you want to fight with Hashem?
Nice.
Calm the matzah down with the chametz. The chametz tells you, calm down, think for a second. There's good things in the world. Not everything is bad. Just give a little bit of patience. It's a fascinating idea that Rabbanel switches the roles of chametz and matzah. Here, matzah is the bad guy and chametz is the good guy. Rushing to conclusions is bad and staying calm is good. Okay, last piece for the night, the Ketav Kabbalah. It's a long piece. I'll just summarize it. He talks about the word todah. Normally, if I were to ask you, what's the shorish of the word todah? What would you say? What's the ikar meaning of todah?
Lehodod, to thanks.
Lehodod, which could mean to thank, or maybe a more basic meaning, to acknowledge, right?
Lehodod,
to acknowledge. I acknowledge. Yes. Sometimes I acknowledge thank you. I acknowledge that you exist. Which also, by the way, is also the shorish of the word vidui. Vidui, which is the same shorish, to confess, to admit, right? That's what I would normally say. Ketav Kabbalah disagrees. He says, no, says Lashon Hoda'a Shabalashon HaChachamim Heneemar Le'inyan HaChazakat Tova. Usually it's understood as being thankful. He says Belashon Mikra, the biblical meaning of Hoda'a Inyana Be'etzem Barishona Hachna'a, to subjugate yourself, to give in, to lower yourself. Ki shorash hoda hu yadeh. Vinyana nitinat yad. Nitinat yad means to give my hand over to say, I give up to you. V'lashon nitinat yad. Moreh v'lashon mikra hachnaat atzmo l'ratzon achirim. To obey other people. Mitzrayim natanu yad. Natnu yad tachat Shlomo. Give hand over to Shlomo. Bow down to him. We are subjugating ourselves to you. Because we recognize that the person or the entity that we're standing in front of is greater than us. Hakarat malata adon. So sometimes that hachna'ah is needed for tshuva, to say, you know, I've been bad and I want to recognize that. I want to subjugate myself to you. So he says, Zevach HaTodah hu korban sha'adam mevi l'harot hachna'ato lefanav itbarach. The korban todah that we bring, that's not just be thankful, it's to recognize that we are lower, that we owe God, because we are subjugating ourselves. Im l'todah l'harot hachna'atenu lefanav ha'kol asher hitiv imanu l'shavar v'im l'neder l'nedava l'itchanen lo al atid. To thank him and to lower ourselves because of the past, or to beg for the future. We recognize that we need him for the future. We recognize that Hashem did us a chesed without us being ra'ui for that. And in the words of Yaakov, katonti mikol ha-chesedim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it for the night. That's it for Parshat Tzav. I want to thank everybody for attending. wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.
Excellent share tonight. Thanks so much.
Shakar.